Okay, so we'll have a few minutes just giving you an update on the past, present, and future for the white paper initiatives. We've just had the second white paper posted on the website for our association, and it was on the gaps in Minnesota's groundwater education. There were a number of things that were created for this, and I'll just touch on a few of them briefly so that kind of whet your appetites, so if you can go look at them further on the website. These are the eight people that spent a little over a year meeting monthly and carrying out the work, and I think we all owe them a big thank you. For a year or so, there will be one member of the working group that will be, which is Kathy Undum, who will be answering questions that come up if people have a need for further information or want to discuss results. She's available to handle those questions. And each white paper has a liaison like that. Here's one of the things that they did. There was an employer's survey that they carried out, both of public sector and private sector employees, asking them, well, what skills do you look for in a hydrogeologist, a groundwater scientist or engineer? And they had quite a list that they had them rank as essential, desirable, or optional. And they're put in that order here. And you can see that some of the early things are basic hydrology, groundwater theory, things you'd expect. Near the bottom, reading from the bottom up, engineering science, surface geophysics, groundwater modeling, laboratory methods for water analysis. There's some surprising things here, but I think this list is something that would be of interest to people offering courses, majors, students that are thinking about, well, what classes should I be taking for employment later? It's some fruitful information. Here is a list of the groundwater-related courses with all of the colleges and universities in Minnesota and in the surrounding states. And you can see the state that has the most courses per institution is Iowa, both Iowa State and University of Iowa. Second is the Twin Cities campus of the U of M. And then there's a three-way tie for third, which would be Madison, University of Wisconsin-Madison, University of North Dakota, and our own St. Cloud State University. Big thanks to Kate Pound for making all that happen. If you want to follow up further, just go to the association website, mgwa.org, go to the white papers tag, and then under there's the Minnesota's groundwater education gap. You can get a copy of the paper. And for what's happening now with the ongoing work group, here is Mindy.
Thanks, Kelton. And I'm standing in for Andrew Streitz today, who couldn't be here. He's actually the liaison for the current work group related to drain tile and groundwater. And he asked me to report out that the work group has had a very fruitful time of information gathering and information synthesis, and has successfully now moved on to working on the report or the actual white paper. And that transition is always challenging because all of us as scientists are involved because we're curious, right? And so asking a lot of questions and getting information is always a lot of fun, and then having to slog through writing it up, that's kind of the hard part. But they've made that transition and they're working on the write-up, and we hope to see that publication out mid to end part of this year. I am currently part of the white paper committee, and my first experience with the white paper effort was as the chairperson of the manganese white paper work group. And having been and being in those two roles. Right now, I want to encourage all of you to consider involvement in this endeavor of the MGWA in one of three ways, or even more than one of the following three ways. The first is to suggest the next topic. We're going to put out a call sometime before the end of the year for the next white paper topic. I encourage you to think about what should MGWA be understanding better and communicating to the wider audience about, and put forth that idea of yours as a potential next white paper topic. And then along that same lines for that next white paper, if it's something that you have expertise in and have interest in, volunteer to be part of that next work group. It's a really rewarding experience, and the products that come out at the end are useful. I know as part of the manganese work group and as one of the contacts for the aftertime after the paper was published, I've had a lot of contact from folks asking questions about manganese and groundwater, and I'm really pleased to see that this paper has had the desired effect of being findable from a Google search, and that folks actually take that next step and make contact if they want additional information. So that's been terrific. And then the third opportunity, two of our white paper committee members are going to be leaving the committee over the summer, and so we'll be looking for two new people to join the four-person white paper committee for a time to help guide the work of the work groups and see the papers through to the publication phase. And I would encourage you, if you're interested in that sort of a role, contact me or anyone else who's on the white paper committee to ask about what that might look like and express interest. I've really enjoyed it, and I encourage all of you to find a way to participate. It's been a great addition to the activities of MGWA over the past couple of years. Thanks. All right. Mr. Wise.
And now to remember someone that usually by now has asked a few fairly impertinent questions. Yes, it's our own Gil Gabansky, who tragically died the end of last month, very unexpectedly. I'd like to take a few minutes and remember him. He blew into Minnesota, kind of larger than life, coming in from Oklahoma State, where he had been doing some graduate work, to do some more graduate work in Minnesota, and then went on to have a Cook's tour of a number of companies, which had quite a varied. they were all located in the Twin Cities, so he was always here, but otherwise quite a diverse set of employments. He oscillated between being a really nice guy and a firebrand, right? You always knew that he was going to tell you what he thought, and as he mellowed with time, he became just quite an endearing fixture in our community. He started off as one of the co-founders of the Minnesota Groundwater Association. He, I, and a few other people back in the early 80s put this organization together, and he served as its first president for 3 years. And the first issue of the newsletter, I encourage you to go back on the website and read it. It's a great president's address. And the first thing he starts off with is, this organization is unlike any other professional society. It's not based on a profession, it's based on a resource. And so there's quite a diversity in our association, and it's always been reflecting that diversity and that resilience and strength because of it. He went on in the 2000s to get involved with the foundation, which was set up about then. And he started off as a director at large and then ended up serving for nearly a decade as the president of the foundation. And in the middle of that was the great effort with the Science Museum of Minnesota to which ended up being called the Big Backyard, which involved raising money. We raised $24,000 some dollars to put in a well in the backyard of the Science Museum, which in that location near the river made it a flowing well. And that was Gil out there letting in the drill rig. And this is the well that was temporarily capped there. It's a flowing well here in the backyard. He's always been quite proud of the organization being a part of this. And it certainly is an enduring fixture for groundwater at the Science Museum. Eventually, he retired from the foundation and got his plaque in a box. But he stayed involved with students, and education was an enduring passion of his. And so, as we all head down the road, let's look at the last words that he had for us in that first address in the newsletter. The MGWA invites and challenges you to work to solve Minnesota's groundwater problems. Bring to the association your experience and professional pride, but not your prejudices. Be generous enough to teach, but willing still to learn and listen. Let's get started. That was Gil. Thank you. For some reason, there's quite a lag before the memorial service, which is going to be in early June. So please feel free to write this down and show up. I'm sure you'll be glad you did.